Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
While we've been footballing,
busy
at
little
Radio
Beast.
Row, dude, the Wizards just keep making trades. And by the way, I actually think they've been moving and shaking in a pretty good way today. They gave up 4 second-round picks, which is the most NBA thing I've ever heard, and Jared Butler to the 76ers for a first-round pick. Now, this is a worst pick of basically pick swaps between the Clippers, the Thunder, and I think another team in 2026. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that that's going to be a particularly good first-round pick, but to me it seems like they're just getting as many first-rounders, regardless of where they are, as possible, because then you could package 2, 3, 4 of them into a much better first-round pick, you know, quantity for quality. They also then sent, this was this afternoon, a second-round pick to Memphis for Marcus Smart and a first-round pick, meaning the Grizzlies just really wanted to get out of Marcus Smart's contract, attach the first-round pick with a clothespin to his collar, and send him to Washington for a number 2. But how about my guy Will Dawkins and my guy Michael Winger to have pulled off 2 trades for 2 first-round picks today?
What you basically have is a big waste bin, or you've got land for your landfill. You guys want out of the Reggie Jackson deal, Philadelphia. We'll take on that bad contract. I think they've already waived him. You guys want out of the Marcus Smart business. No problem. We'll take your garbage as long as we get a little sweetener for it, those first-round picks that you mentioned. I thought there might actually be another move or two. I didn't hear any buzz around Jordan Poole. I thought maybe there would be. Didn't seem to be any energy towards doing that. That's something I would have tried to do to spin him to a contender. But, you know, whether it's lack of interest or maybe they want to keep him for a little bit longer, I don't know. But, yeah, they pretty much took everything that's not bolted down. There were a couple other bench guys, including Marvin Bagley, I think, that moved in that Memphis deal. But they are, as you said, acquiring assets. You do that for 2 reasons. 1, to either make the picks, the first-round picks. 2, to have ammunition to move around the board in the first round. Or 3, to be the team that's in a place where the disgruntled superstar in a year or two can come up and you go, we can actually make that move. We'll go get the name that player in his prime to pair him hopefully with one of these young kids, be it Cooper Flagg or Ace Bailey or Dylan Harper or whoever is up at the top of the board. So this is what you should be doing when you're losing already. Lose with a purpose. They are doing that. They're losing with a purpose. Not just winning 33 games. They're trying to make a couple old school people happy. This is how it's done. Kudos to the front office.